Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. If you would like to improve your spoken English language, then you're in the right place. Listening to Adept English will help you grow an English area, an English part of your brain, so that you stop translating from English into your own language and you can become more fluent. If you're really serious about your English language learning and you'd like to progress even faster, then we have a number of things of interest on our website for you. You can sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, and learn how to use the courses and the podcasts to give you the best advantage. We also have our 500 Words course. So if you find the podcast quite difficult, this is a good course to just bring your level up to the podcast. We've also got our course one, Activate Your Listening, so that you can start to tackle English conversation and slightly more complicated vocabulary. Have a look at our website, adeptenglish.com. How about a funny English idiom today? Let me pick an idiom which is a bit colloquial. So colloquial, colloquial. It means a phrase or an expression that's used in spoken English, which is fairly informal, used with family and friends, less likely to be something you see in a formal context. So today, let's talk about the meaning of the phrase, a storm in a teacup. I've picked this phrase because, like most English idioms, if you just take its literal meaning, you would wonder, what on earth does that mean? There's another idiom, what on earth? So, a storm in a teacup. Vocabulary, first of all. Well, the word storm, S-T-O-R-M, is used in the context of talking about the weather. And of course, this is something which British people like to do. And there's quite a lot to talk about because our weather in the UK is quite unpredictable. It's variable. You don't know what you're going to get. So a storm means a weather front. A bank of cloud and rain, usually wind as well, is called a storm. We get storms all the time because we're next to the Atlantic Ocean. And so our storms tend to come in from the west. Just this weekend, we had Storm Miguel. Though I must say, it looks quite sunny through my window at the moment and I don't remember anything dramatic. So maybe it missed us. Anyway, you get the idea. A storm is a band of bad weather coming over the country. And a teacup? Well, if you think of that wonderful English tradition of drinking tea in the afternoon, a cup of tea is something we have quite a lot in the UK. So a teacup, it's more of an old-fashioned thing, a delicate version of a cup that to drink your tea from. So a teacup would have a little handle and tend to come with a saucer. So that's the matching part that goes underneath, that you rest your teacup on, your saucer. So a saucer, it's a bit like a plate, but smaller. If you have afternoon tea, that's a real English old-fashioned tradition, the sort of thing that you could imagine perhaps Queen Victoria or even our current Queen Elizabeth having tea. You might have nice cakes with your tea. Most of the time, we don't actually use teacups with saucers in the UK. We do drink our tea out of mugs much of the time. So mug, M-U-G. A mug is like a teacup, but taller and has a greater capacity, and it doesn't have a saucer. So if you didn't know the word mug, it's worth learning that one. Anyway, a storm in a teacup is the idiom. Clearly, you're not going to get a real storm going on inside a teacup. So a storm in a teacup isn't literal. What we mean when we say something was a storm in a teacup is it's a situation where people got very emotional. It got very dramatic. But in the end, it wasn't really very important. It wasn't of great significance or importance. So actually, let me give you some examples to try and illustrate it. Some examples of the phrase storm in a teacup. So here are some sentences which use the phrase. Why don't you use these sentences to practice your pronunciation? I'll repeat them and leave a space so that you can say them after me. My mum and her sister had a massive row on Saturday, but by Monday they were friends again, so it was all a storm in a teacup. I'll break that one down. My mum and her sister had a massive row on Saturday, but by Monday they were friends again. So it was all a storm in a teacup. And then the whole thing. My mum and her sister had a massive row on Saturday, but by Monday they were friends again. So it was all a storm in a teacup. The debate in Parliament lasted 4 hours, but when the vote happened, nothing changed. It was a storm in a teacup. The debate in Parliament lasted 4 hours, but when the vote happened, nothing changed. It was all a storm in a teacup. The debate in Parliament lasted 4 hours, but when the vote happened, nothing changed. It was all a storm in a teacup. The couple next door argue a lot, but it's usually a storm in a teacup. The couple next door argue a lot, but it's usually a storm in a teacup. The couple next door argue a lot, but it's usually a storm in a teacup. Okay, so if you like what we're doing, tell us on Facebook. Or if you have any special requests for podcasts, things that you'd like me to talk about, or questions you have, or things you'd like me to explain, then get in touch with us. And you can email me at hilary@adeptenglish.com. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.